This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Mac Weldon, you know I'm a big fan of Mac Weldon. That's all I wear. That's all the underwear that I wear, and it always gets me through. Their mission is very simple, to make sure that your basics are smartly designed and shopping for them is easy and convenient. So that's why I like it. I go online, I get my Mac Weldon stuff, they send it right to me, and I rock them. It makes my booty feel right in them.
You can't wear that trash.
No, you can't wear the trash.
Mac Weldon is better than all the shit you ever wore, right?
Oh, no question about it. It's premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabric.
They have a mind-numbing assortment of underwear and socks and consistent fit and quality, not that inconsistent bullshit you wear.
That's what I like. I like that I have a lot of choices to pick from. I mean, Mack Weldon understands. You can tell that this is made for men and it's high quality with the best fabrics. It's made for us. I mean, I hate when I got a pair of underwear when the elastic got a rip off of them. Sure, I still rock them because I'm a bum. But now that I got Mack Weldon, I ain't got to do that no more.
But it's a problem and it's unacceptable to women.
Yes.
And Mack Weldon, I promise, will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and more that you'll ever wear. And they have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial.
Yeah, antimicrobial.
to get your microbes sorted.
Yeah, you got to get the silver underwear and the shirts because I'm telling you, it makes a difference.
You smell like a rose.
I'm telling you, it's going to make, yeah, just don't sweat out. Your shirts don't smell like last week when you wash them this week.
Your nuts are like a flower.
You got to believe that Mack Weldon believes in the smart design, the premium fabrics, the simple shopping. That's all it takes. If you can get it quick and it's high quality, why not? And I say Mack Weldon is the place to go.
Amen. So for 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com. That's MACKWELDON.com and enter promo code RACEWARS.
I don't think you really respect what we just said. I said for 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com. You enter that promo code RACEWARS and you're going to get hooked up. 20% off is a good percentage off.
That's amazing.
Oh, I do everything about Mack Weldon. I mean, I shop, I drive, I visit my kid. I just do everything. I do stand up. I'm telling you, they feel the best. I just love going to the website because I can browse easy. I can do it on my own time. I don't have somebody in my face trying to force me to buy stuff like in a clothing store.
It's not like the hard underwear sell you're used to.
No, I don't like a hard sell.
None of us do. No one likes to be sold, but we all like to buy.
But listen, you take a look at these products and you're going to love the fabric, you're going to love the fit, you're going to love the price, and you're going to love the convenience.
Yep, so that's MackWeldon.com, promo code RACEWARS.
That's right, 20% off, baby, MackWeldon.com. You can't go wrong.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars. Boom, Race Wars back in the building. I don't even know what month this is. July, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. It's Leo season, too. My birthday's coming up soon in August.
Oh, you're such a Leo.
Oh, we got a nice porn episode planned for that. Another one. We did it last year. All porn stars and me.
Nice.
Woo! It was a good party. We got a full house right now. My white daughter's running late on white people time. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Blair.
Yeah, what's up? Blair Thompson.
Yes, Blair, explain to the people who you are, where you're from, what you do.
From San Antonio, Texas. I just moved to New York
Build that wall. I heard it in your voice. Like, yeah. You're right on that wall. I heard you say build that wall, San Antonio.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just moved here and just trying to get used to everything, the city and the people.
And the comedy scene here?
Comedy scene, you know what I mean? Loving the comedy scene so far, so good, you know what I mean? But
how big is the comedy scene, like the local scene in San Antonio?
Oh, we had two clubs and they just closed one. We had River Center and we had Laugh Out Loud, and then the people who, they own both clubs. So they sold Laugh Out Loud and they closed River Center because they were ready just to retire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So who's running the club now?
It's the same guy that runs the Improvs in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, he runs the Addison Improv and the Dallas Improv.
Does the club suck now?
The Houston Improv. No, it's good.
It's just still the same vibe?
Still the same vibe, but more like major headliners. You know what I mean? So a lot of people bringing in their own people, so it's a little harder to get in now.
But it's still like bar shows and shit like that? People do other comedy?
Oh, yeah. We got a little small room, the Blind Tiger, which is pretty popular up there.
Nice.
And then we have, of course, people doing shows and having their own little room here and there and then stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's a good little scene you can get on.
Okay, I gotta check that out. DeVito.
Hi, Joe DeVito, comedian, white man.
Yeah, you are. I frown upon that.
Yeah, I'm here to call the police in case anyone starts barbecuing or playing music too loud.
White reinforcements showing up.
If you say white enough times, a white lady
white daughter, appears. If you don't sit your black
you
ass down.
So nice.
Karen.
Sure.
Nice to meet you.
Sit your black ass down. He's running late. So, Joe, what you been up to? I saw you on Fox News out there fucking signifying like a monkey.
I am. Been putting me on Greg Gutfeld's show. Actually, yes. I just had a special come out on Dry Bar Comedy.
Okay.
The clean comedy people.
So, yes. Wait. What?
It's a clean comedy special that I recorded or taped, rather, in Provo, Utah in front of a Mormon audience.
Get out of here.
Whoa. If you go to drybarcomedy.com/JoeD, you can watch 40 minutes of clean material from me.
Oh,
and
my.
It's free. It's free with the app. It's
what were you talking about? Balloons and grandparents and
shit? In front of Mormons?
In front of a Mormon audience, yeah. So they warned us that stuff we think is clean in New York.
It's not clean
it's
there.
Not
clean
it's like
there.
Double not clean.
Yeah, yeah.
So what were you discussing? What were some of the subjects?
It was mostly me bitching about back pain for 40 minutes.
It was just an infomercial.
The dating stuff, it was interesting to see some of the responses it got.
Okay.
But it was fun. It was good. It was good to have the experience of doing a special. I'm happy with how it came out.
The whitest crowd you ever performed in front of?
Big time.
Like the white people that white people call white people.
I was the darkest person in the room.
I believe that. Yes, they called you all kinds of nigga behind your back.
They did. They said, get that dago, an organ grinder, and a monkey.
You wop bastard. Introduce yourself, Pumps.
Hi, I'm Katie Boyle. I'm from Ireland.
But, wait, what? Now, first of all, you're Fenian, right? Did we discuss this already, Katie? You gotta be a Fenian bastard or a proddy cunt if you're from Ireland.
Oh, so I'm Fenian.
Yeah, you're Fenian, not a proddy cunt.
Is that pretty? Oh, pretty?
No, that's
is that what? Is that pretty? Means pretty?
No, it's a Protestant. It's the North and South Ireland.
Riley
never left the country.
He knows more about my history than I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is a Fenian?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what we were talking about either.
Yeah. Fenian is one of the Beatles.
So we found out that I don't know the Beatles.
You missed that joke because you came late, little white daughter. Now introduce her. What you do? Tell the people.
I'm a comedian and I have a podcast called The Shift that Karen's on. So,
not to brag.
It's about sex. It's fun.
Okay. What do you young girls know about sex? Karen, go to your room. You're grounded.
Joke's on you.
That's what it's about. What I don't know. So.
So how long you been over here in the States there?
I'll be 5 years in November.
Wow.
Oh, we got to build this wall. I mean, is everybody coming here, DeVito? You're not against this coming, are you?
Yeah, I don't care for the Irish either, to tell you the truth.
There we go. Yeah. What's your beef with Irish? What?
Just having grown up Catholic and going to Catholic college and having to deal with. But you know what? It's not like I didn't deal with real Irish. I dealt with Irish Americans just the same as Italian Americans.
Yeah,
like
the phonies.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, the fucking phony baloney. The Olive Garden of.
Yeah, it's like it's all
the sticks of America. Yeah.
It's all the embarrassing behavior without a fun accent.
Yes.
Right. I feel like Irish Americans are more Irish than Irish people, though.
Explain that.
The Irish dance, they like.
Like traditions.
I dated a guy who would speak in Gaelic to me. His family moved over after the famine. I don't fucking speak Gaelic. I would have to go Google what he was saying. It was so funny. He'd be texting me
Gaelic
shit.
In this day and age?
Yes, but they're like so. Like, stuck in this culture from like the famine, and that was all obviously very Irish then. But
okay, now what you just said wasn't Gaelic.
Yeah, it was the famine.
That was when we all died because the potatoes got.
I know
like,
the potatoes. Yeah, the famine. We all know about the sweet famine.
Potato famine.
They're like big Orthodox Jews. Orthodox Jews carried over all that like old Eastern European stuff, but it's actually like the Jews in Eastern Europe don't look like that.
Yeah,
right.
Like they're like so Jewy here.
Yeah, it's like religious hipsters in a way.
Yeah, right.
That they're trying to get them
like
the most extreme.
Yeah.
I feel like because they're like, yeah. Oh, we can't assimilate. We have to be extra. And that's how.
Right.
Riles, you introduce yourself?
My name is Riley Lassen. New York City, comedy, actor, all that fun stuff.
Yes, you've been on the show before, Riles.
Oh, yeah.
Now you hurt your back doing some, what are you doing? Some type of Jew athletics? What are you doing?
Krav Maga.
Oh, you Krav Maga yourself?
You guys did Krav Maga?
Yeah, I've done it.
No. Supposed to murder other people.
What is Krav Maga?
So Krav Maga is like Israeli martial arts. They use it in the IDF, which is like the Israeli army.
Right. Yeah.
So I started like 3 weeks ago. I'm doing this like intense diet. I'm being so clean. And I'm doing so well. And then today,
I pulled something. And the thing was, my partner was like, she was in her 60s.
She's doing backflips in there. So, meanwhile, yo, young ass.
And I'm over there like, oh no. I was like, this hasn't happened yet. And everyone's like, sure. I'm like, no. Like, so it's, I took a lot of Advil, but like, oh.
You're doing all right now.
Yeah. I'd be great on the Mormon show, all the back aches and all that shit.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. So, you mind asking how old you are?
How old I am? Yeah. I'm 25.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You got no back. That's what my grandma was saying.
You have no idea what's coming your way.
I'm so, if this is like a preview, I'm done at 30. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You're going to feel like you're dying all the time.
What, your back hurts like that?
I threw mine out like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you used to weightlift and all that shit, though. That's what you get. That's what I remember.
Like, you're in.
Thank you.
How old are you?
This motherfucker used to deadlift. How much used to deadlift?
Yeah, 50 years old.
I always forget you're so old, Joey.
You're 50?
I always forget. But you used up most of your body already.
Now I flex and have to straighten my arm out. My best deadlift was 535.
See, that's why you're all broken.
That's why
you only have so many lifts left in your whole body.
535. Pounds of weight.
Yeah.
That's a car.
I didn't put it overhead. I just picked it up.
That's like all of us.
That's a lot of us
together. Yeah. I was trying to do this.
I like the way your eyes rolled and like how much lying do we all need to do for that?
I was like, sure, let's go with that. Okay.
You used to juice? Were you juicing?
No, I was. I never took steroids, and it was funny because some of the federations I competed in, one. They had two divisions. One was called drug-free or drug-tested, and the other one was called open.
I like that one.
Just take what.
That's how I think they should have all sports. Yeah. I want to see roided up football motherfuckers killing
each
other.
They were monsters.
But just let them play together and let everybody else play.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's fair. But the thing was the drug tests are expensive, so they couldn't drug test everyone, so they said it's random. But what they'd do is they would look for guys who looked like they were juiced.
Right. Yeah.
So I would be at so many contests where they'd say, we're going to test you. DeVito, you're fine. You can humor me a little bit.
Yeah. You're like, you guys, my back is broken. Can I have the one test, nothing. Please?
Jesus Christ, that was a long time ago, but your back is paying the price for it now.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about today? I just posted 20 years ago, and one day I did a powerlifting meet in the morning, then went to a friend of mine's wedding in the afternoon and hooked up with a bridesmaid in the evening. And I don't think I could do any of those in a day now. I don't think I could drive to the wedding. Now, you said you have a birthday coming up.
This is good Mormon stuff right here. Yeah. It's a good Mormon stuff.
What are you turning this birthday?
I'm turning 45.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I look pretty. I'm a pretty man. I'm a pretty, I ain't going to lie to you. I look good. You know what I mean?
I'm
out there with the kids, whatever.
I was going to ask you for your ID. Just to get on the show.
It's a pleasure of being black.
Now, we got to talk about your boy telling the girls to go back to where they came from.
Wait, what?
Okay, he's my boy.
He's your boy. He loves Trump.
I'll take it.
Boy, I got to be honest with you. He does love some Trump.
There you
go. I do, a little bit.
Is it because he's a New Yorker or what is it?
I enjoy the disruption that he's causing.
Well, everybody. I all like comedians enjoy that. Now, let's be honest.
And, we're all drama. Yeah.
And I also like how he seems to be, he's a master of media manipulation. I don't even know how to describe what he does. Yeah. And he's also making certain people freak out who I think are annoying, and I'm enjoying watching them.
Okay,
freak
like
out.
Who? Who you like seeing freak out?
Bette Midler is talking complete nonsense.
I did not see Bette Midler come.
How
random of a fucking person to hate for
it. I like seeing her lose her shit. I like seeing Joe Scarborough be constantly embarrassed.
If you want Bette Midler to be angry, just go piss in one of the public parks here. It will really piss her off.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like see. I just think it's funny what he does. How he
gets under people's skin. He does.
He does, and he's so good at it. And you see other people try to clap back at him, and they're not able to pull it off.
But do you think his policy is going to be good for Americans?
Economy's booming.
Yeah, economy's booming.
That's not the whole. Listen, you know who else economy
was
booming?
That's my one line.
Are you going to say Hitler? You're right.
Fucking pedophile films.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things making money that don't.
Pedophiles
mean it's
doing
it's
great.
Good for us.
Pedophiles doing all right.
Oh, they
what do we want?
Right,
what do we want over here?
I think he. I think he's. There are certainly a lot of issues I have with him. Don't get me wrong. But I think overall,
you prefer him to Obama?
Different times. I didn't think Obama was a particularly good president.
Yo, hit him. Hit him, nigga. What? I can't reach him, nigga. Hit him. Hit the nigga, yo.
I was like, what?
Hold your rod down.
But it's not.
You can't talk about black Jesus in front of us. talking about black Jesus
but
right
now. Religious.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no problem with the black half of Obama. It was the white half.
No, let me
like.
Tell you. When you black people, whenever you say you don't like Obama, that's all we hear.
Yeah. Is you the don't black like part our black I was president. Cool with. Yeah. I think Obama was a big missed opportunity, and it's not because of...
You think the timing?
I think
but he had a lot of pushback, too. You don't think that some of the pushback played a role in what he couldn't get accomplished?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that. I just think that his style of politics I don't like because it comes out of a very white, left-wing, radical background. I don't think he was America's first black president, to tell you the truth.
Whoa. You mean,
He didn't have an African-American upbringing.
Did we have another one?
No, yeah. They used to say Bill Clinton was.
I was like, wow, I must have missed something. Yeah.
They tried to say Bill Clinton was because he played the sax and got his dick sucked.
Yeah,
well, think
exactly.
about it. You know, they always, whenever the science fiction movies looked in the future, they always had a black president because it was always like, look how crazy things are. We'll have a black president.
Yeah.
But Obama wasn't a brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He did not grow up as black.
Nah. He did not grow up as black until he was an adult.
I know people in Bed-Stuy who grew up and didn't grow up as black, who were sheltered from the rest of us, who couldn't come out the house.
And they're still brothers.
And they're still brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know his girl, Asha, who was my daughter. Another girl who I grew up with, she never came out the house. She always got vanned off to a white neighborhood for school, then vanned back. We used to wave to her through the window, nigga.
Yeah.
She just was in like a tube, like a habit trail.
That's right. Yeah. She was a bubble
that'd
boy.
That'd be like saying, oh my God, is this going to be really stupid what I'm about to say? But that'd be like saying that the kids that I grew up with in school who are black aren't black because they grew up in Ireland. Then.
Exactly.
It'd be like saying, oh, well,
they're not black kids.
They have an Irish accent.
No, not because of that. Because his life was not defined by the typical African-American experience.
I mean, he
was Barry Sotero for most of his life.
You're saying like Bernie Sanders people is probably have different more experiences. Like black than he is the way they grew up. Are you saying how people grew up?
Listen, when you're brown, people always remind you that you a nigga.
Exactly.
Don't try to act like he ain't get that from people around
that.
Him.
Yeah. But
Nobody was like, we see the white part of it.
But he didn't get it in the American way is what I'm saying.
Sure he did.
He didn't get it the harshest, but he got it.
So if you grow up poor and you're dark skinned, then you grew up black.
I know Indian kids from Delhi who've been called nigga in high school.
me and my brother are two totally different people. Like, I love hip-hop, and I look like a criminal when people see me.
I was frightened.
Yeah, my brother does not. My brother listens to rock music. He talks very proper. And my brother has the same feeling when cops get behind him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
The same feeling.
Nobody, yeah, yes. I mean, that's all our experience.
Have you seen The Black Klansman, the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. When he acts so good. Like, when he says, he on the phone, he says to the head guy, he's like, oh, like, what do black people sound like? And he's like, oh, they sound like this. And he's like, ha, because
he's black. Yeah,
he's black. Yeah.
And so that was, this is making me think of that.
That's my brother.
But that's when people think of black people in one way.
Exactly.
So if you think of us in one way, then you think, we all know that we've got different experiences. I don't care if you live across the street from me.
Yeah.
But I don't mean that you ain't black or you're less
black.
He didn't get it in the harshest way,
but he got it.
Oh, he got it.
What makes someone black then?
Just being black.
Just
the color of
this.
That's the whitest question anybody's ever asked.
I'm just curious because now it seems like.
What do you listen to this? Like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Let's just say Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rapper, grew up in Compton.
Yep. Crip.
Snoop Dogg's kids go to private school.
Yeah.
Still black.
Are they not black?
They're very black.
Yeah. So why? But they got a whole different experience than their father. Yeah. They got a mansion. They grew up in a mansion.
Yep.
Surrounded by white kids and fucking private schools.
Yeah.
Are they not black?
let me ask you this. I would assume they identify as black, right?
Yeah.
I guess if Snoop Dogg's your dad, you really would have a hard time identifying as something other than black, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you even have a lot of options. I don't think Obama identified as black until he went through his search to figure out who he was.
But I'm just saying Snoop Dogg's as an example, because any rich dude who got rich kids.
It's not just a money thing.
Who's black. Yeah. They got different experience than their father who grew up in the hood. So that don't make them less than.
No, because I don't think it's just a financial thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. But it's experience thing. But if you take it out of that neighborhood or those experiences, you're going to have different experiences than trying to get jumped into a gang or whatever the fuck is going
on. And regardless of where you grew up at, if you're the black dude in that group, you're the black dude in that group.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like my brother. All my brother's friends are white, all white boys. I mean, his whole group of friends. But he's always been the black dude. If they get pulled over, they're fucking with my brother. They're not really going to fuck with everybody else.
He's the one who has the weed.
He does. He got good stuff, though. He do have good stuff.
Yeah. What are you even basing this off of, though? How do you know what he identified as?
Well, because he was mixed race, raised in Hawaii and Indonesia, so.
Yeah, but you don't know.
You know the whole Hawaiians call them nigga all day.
Yeah,
well,
they are.
They're very racist against white people.
Oh, yes. They're very, yeah. Listen, they clicky. Yeah. All Hawaiians is clicky. Even if you go on the wrong beach, they'd be like this. We'll beat you with this board. You're not a native.
They're the most relaxed
Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hawaii's got a lot of rough spots in it.
Oh, doesn't ever. Because the locals don't like the tourists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the fucking beefs.
Yeah. I've heard that before. Like, if you ask questions, they won't answer. It's like, yeah. It's like France like that a little bit.
Oh, they'll beat you up on the wrong beach. Oh, they'll jump you on that wrong beach.
Like France. Yeah. Isn't France kind of like that where you go? And this is so, I'm being such a bitch, but you go is stereotypical. They're like, where is Eiffel Tower? Is that in France?
Yeah.
Yo, I said that. And I was like,
it's like Vegas.
I finally look at Toronto.
Somebody Krav Maga'd the shit out of you.
I want to get back to these black kids in Ireland. Your Ireland school. Yeah.
That's what.
Who was these Senegalians?
We have a lot of
Irish accent. I just came a little.
Yeah, well, there's actually a really good comedian. You should look him up. Anyway, I forget his name. I just learned of him recently.
Is it Nigel O'Grady? Titles.
Nigel O'Grady. That's an annoying t-shirt.
That's an annoying thing. When I moved to America, I was dating a black man, and a lot of people were like, "Oh, you're only dating him because he's the first black man you've ever seen." I was like, "Oh, there's fucking black people in Ireland." We do.
People are ignorant. People don't know.
Yeah, we do a lot of immigration from Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah. Nigerians. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I grew up with.
And that's extra black.
Like, obviously, there was way more white people, but.
Right. Well, the black guys Joey's got a lot problem. Of attention over there. Yeah, let them get in there. Let them get in there.
Joey, you are the problem.
Did we miss that extra black?
Yes,
he is.
It's dark chocolate over there. Oh,
I want to move over to this side. I don't want to be associated with you.
What's wrong with that? Nigerian is super black.
It is.
And he's from Nigeria.
It's straight from the motherland. Factory black.
Yeah, it's from the factory. Yeah,
dark chocolate's good for your heart. I love dark chocolate.
It's a country. Nigeria is a country full of people who would beat up Jesse Smollett.
Big time. They would be cutting off parts of him to use in ceremonies for good luck and shit.
Now, how are these students being treated there? How was their experience? Do you know?
Well, I didn't see anything bad, but again, I don't know because I'm not them, but when one of the guys was one of my really good friends. He fancied me and he wrote me a love letter once.
Oh, so, you know.
So he had a wonderful experience.
I feel like I'm watching an episode of Boardwalk Empire.
He fancied me. That's just like.
He handed it to me in a shoe.
Yo, that was so good. I thought she said that. Yo. I looked at her and I was like, why is her mouth not moving?
That was great.
All right, he fancied you. What did the love letter say?
Oh, it said
you. Was it all misspelled?
No.
I can say it, Joe. I can say it.
I got no problem with that.
It said something.
She couldn't tell there was barbecue sauce smeared over a lot.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, I don't even get that. I don't even get his racism.
Yo,
it's that's not racist.
That's what's happening. Oh my, wait. Is the girls, is there white guilt? Because every time he says something to me and Sherrard don't co-sign, they're like, no, that's racist. They're
like, we're not with you. We're set, right, you guys? Right, Chad? Right,
looking over confirmation.
I'm so mad, Joe. Unacceptable.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let's listen about the love letter. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, he wrote.
What was his name, first of all?
Dominguez? Oh, Dominguez Katata. He has kids now.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Are you singing the new Lion King song?
Dominguez Katata.
Is that okay to say his real name? Afraid. Oh, sure, fuck it.
That's close
enough.
His name was Steve.
Dominguez.
Yeah.
Okay, and he wrote a love letter.
Sounds like Condolingus.
When we were 13. I don't know, I was 13.
Oh, 13.
That didn't happen for a long time. A lot of the guys don't know about Condolingus back there.
Oh, they knew. They just wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
How about Aerolingus?
You know about that. The planes. What's I don't get him sometimes.
Aerolingus is the Irish airline.
It's
what you call a stupid person as well, because really? It goes over their head. They're Aerolingus.
Aerolingus might be a title.
Now I can understand your various raps.
Yes.
Alright, now go. What happened now?
I just remember he wrote, "Your eyes are as green as like something," but I then got mad at him because I have blue eyes.
Oh.
So I was like, did you write this love letter for someone else and just reused it?
Maybe he's just a colorblind Nigerian. You know, yeah.
Maybe. But he wanted to be a rapper, so it was like a little love song. It was like done really well.
Irish black rapper?
What kind of percentage of blacks were in the school, though? Like less than one?
There was three in my class, and there was 24 people in my class. And then on my street, there was one family. And so there's probably like 20 houses on that street.
Okay.
So
you sound like you grew up in a fairy tale.
That's his. That's like, his utopia. A handful of blacks and everybody white.
enough I can keep my eyes on.
Let me tell you what, though. Where I grew up, the ratio was even worse. I grew up in Connecticut, where I think in my school in
where
the
in Connecticut.
Wood, town called New Milford, which was very was rural. Like we were up western part of the state. I think we had 12 black people in the whole school, and six of them came from the Moffitt family.
Moffitt,
wow. The Moffitt family. All they were mixed race, and they had they just had endless kids.
Why is the Moffitt family? Like, what did they do? Did they do something? Were they a rich family? Or?
No, they just had a lot of kids. Maybe they said we need to get more black kids in school, and they took it upon themselves.
So they had six kids or something.
I think they had more than that.
Really?
There were two Moffitt girls in the same grade as me, and they weren't twins. Wow. They had to double them up. They just ran out of grades to put them in. So I think in our school of 1,000 kids, we had maybe a dozen black kids.
Oh, that's really? Not enough. That's why you turned out like this, you son of a bitch.
No, but I think we, in a way, we were less racist because of it, because...
You
didn't have anybody
to
hate?
It almost was like, no, there's no reason to be racist because you weren't talking about black people. You were talking about Eric.
Right.
Like you were friends with Eric.
Right.
You made him a person.
He was. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, in some ways,
because we are people, goddamn
it. It almost seemed like, I mean, we were kind of clueless, but we would have thought, like,
pass that one up, my bad.
We would have thought, who the hell would be racist? Why would you? We were more worried about the white trash people.
Yeah. That's who coming after you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were three families that every time you looked at the police blotter, it just was like a Mad Libs for the Yeomans, the Cables, and the Birches.
Who bullied you in school? Who was after you?
Oh, God, who didn't? Oh. The jocks didn't like me until I was in school for a little bit longer than that. I had a lot of trouble until I got to part in school where you could get into music and smoke and pot.
What do you mean a lot of trouble? Like, what kind of trouble?
Because I grew up, I didn't like sports or cars, which meant you're
faggot. Oh,
what
kind of Italian fucking, yeah.
That's why they moved us out of the Bronx. My folks knew I wouldn't survive a minute. They moved me to Connecticut so I would live.
I thought Connecticut was going to be super, like, liberal and cool. I went there for college.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, it's going to be so chill and
what
nice.
School?
The University of Hartford.
Okay.
Went to the Hart School for acting, and I thought it was going to be so liberal, so chill. So we went out one night. It was my sophomore year. Went out with my girlfriends. We went to a country bar, right?
Uh-oh, I like it already.
And I'm the only Jew in the group,
right?
By the way, so I'm the only Jew. We go out, and it was during like Hanukkah, Christmas time. But it wasn't Christmas yet. It was Hanukkah. It was like the sixth day of Hanukkah.
Well, that's a good
go
day.
Out, right? It's a great day. It's a great But we go out, and I remember we were dancing. The DJ goes on the loudspeaker, and he goes, "Everyone have a Merry Christmas," right? And everyone starts yelling. And all my friends knew that I was Jewish, right. So they go, "And Happy Hanukkah," right?
Yeah.
The DJ goes on the loudspeaker and he goes, "This is America. We don't celebrate Hanukkah here."
Wow.
I was like, yo, but Drake was playing the one dance song. I didn't know what. And I was like, turn that off. Jew? Drake is a Jew, okay? I was like, Drake's a Jew, you bastard. Like,
Connecticut is weird. Yeah, I worked for 2 months up there as a waitress in a country club, and an old woman was like, "Oh, we like Irish and English people because we like our immigrants to be white."
Oh, wow. Joe got t-shirts that say that.
Joe's working on a tattoo sleeve. Was that your mother?
But the t-shirts were made in China, so I sent them back.
That's fair.
That's so funny that someone would okay, if you don't like blacks and Jews, your entertainment options are really limited.
Yeah, very
limited.
Oh, like,
you got
you
country music.
You can't watch anything.
But who says people are consistent? Like, people aren't congruent with that. They're just like, I don't like blacks and Jews, but I love TV.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to make sense.
They love their music.
But I love medicine.
They like it over there.
I want to live.
Yeah. And they changed their mind. They used to hate Irish people, and then they were like, no, they love us.
I mean, no. You don't know some that. Of us still hate you.
You guys are all right.
The Irish did get treated.
Oh, they went through a bad year. They went through a lot of fucking.
No dogs are Irish.
I must like read a book about it though, because I don't know what happened that it was just like
they're immigrants.
Because other immigrants came in and then they got to hate those.
Yeah, and then the Irish are like,
and then niggas was always on a hate list. Mm-hmm. So and we've been here longer than everybody.
Right. Did they move to the Lower East Side? Irish immigrants, where were they?
They were
the Lower East Side. So the Jews, Irish.
Upper East Side too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Italians
after
came in.
Italians
came in. Yeah.
It's funny. I like to do research on old crime stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you hear about these crazy Jewish and Irish gangs before the mafia, mm-hmm. it's really funny. And then you see the pictures of them, and everyone is like 4 inches shorter than me. Yeah. They're like these deadly gangsters. They're like 4 feet
tall.
Yeah,
the Irish gangs are vicious.
They were bad.
Even our terrorist group was vicious.
Yeah.
The Jewish mafia was probably like, so let's do a deal. Okay?
The Irish let loose on each other with that northern and southern shit, man. Yeah. It was so brutal. Brutal. And they still hold that grudge. It's still thick.
And the Irish Americans, oh my God, if they hear this, they're going to hate me, but they were funding the terrorist group,
right.
But they didn't really know what exactly was going on as well. So right. a lot came to light afterwards, but it was up until the 90s. I remember the Omaha bombings. Like it's still, they're still like a secret. They're still going, they could kill me.
Isn't there a new movie coming out about that with Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy?
Oh, that's Hell's Kitchen.
The kitchen.
What's is that?
Oh, that's about like
Irish.
I don't know if it's Italian or Irish. I'm not sure.
But I thought they had an accent in the preview, and I couldn't.
The Irish did have that part. They had the Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. Hell's Kitchen was theirs.
Yeah,
the Italians used to farm out killings to the Irish guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the problem was the Irish guys were so wild. Then you had to push a button on the Irish guy because he was drunk,
too crazy,
running his mouth.
Yeah, those dirty fucking mix.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that you guys were calling us that because there's loads of Michaels in Ireland, and then I was like, oh, it's because of Max.
Yeah.
Or you say you've a lovely brogue. A lot of people say that over there.
It's because of what? Say it again, of Max.
So Mac is a surname, like it's like of.
Oh.
But I just presumed it was like because of Michaels.
I got you.
It's very confusing. Or they always say you've a lovely brogue, which actually just translates to a shoe. I never heard that.
I've never heard that either. A lovely brogue.
I think stereotypes like that, like when they call you that, like I didn't know what kike meant for the longest time. You guys know what it means?
Yeah,
sure. It flies in the sky.
I don't know what it means. I just know it's racist against Jews.
So what it actually stems
from?
Okay,
break it down.
Which is like it's the stupidest thing. It's when people went through Ellis Island, I believe, during all that. You had a they asked you questions and you had to mark off, right? So people would say you just draw a cross each one or exit. But the Jew saw the X and they saw a cross. They're like, oh, we can't do that. So they drew a circle in the middle to fill it in. You know, SATs, you fill in a circle. And a circle in Yiddish or whatever is kike.
Oh, wow.
So it's literally a circle. Yeah. It's a circle.
Yeah.
So they call it a circle. Well. Like, you kike.
Maybe if
square.
Some people could follow directions.
You hate everybody.
I love old school racism.
That's hysterical.
Wait, what's your heritage?
I'm Israeli.
Oh, Israeli, yes.
Yeah. And you know over here you guys served that. I didn't. Ooh, you serve that drink, Irish Carbomb, which is like...
Nothing to do with Ireland?
Well, no, it's when the IRA was putting
Oh, we know about the bombs. Yeah, we know that, yeah.
But you guys it was invented over here.
Over here, yeah.
And you guys... I have people come into my bar and they're like, oh, can I have an Irish Carbomb? And I'm like, whatever, I don't really care. But I'm also like, it's actually quite offensive. What are you doing? Don't interrupt me. Plus, we don't have part of that drink.
Also, it's a disgusting drink.
Yeah.
Not when it's late night, though. When it's late night, it's a good drink.
It goes down very smooth.
Keep that night going.
Or Black and Tans. That's a drink. As well, and that's actually that. So the English at the time sent in an ex-militant group that were too crazy to be in their own army. So they govern Ireland and they raped everybody's wife and they shot a lot of people in the head. Okay. And
the English, am I right?
Yeah. So that was a drink, and then Irish people were like, well, whatever. But then I think it was one of the ice creams, like Ben and Jerry's, put out like for I'm not sure if it was one of them, but put out for St. Patrick's Day a black and tan because they just presumed it was something to do with Ireland. And then Irish people were like, actually, well, you know, that's it was like my great grandfather got shot in the head. Can you take that out?
But the ice cream was delicious. Be honest.
That's the way I feel whenever someone orders a greasy wop. I feel like I take that very personally.
What's a greasy wop?
Well, actually, now I think about it, that may just been something they were calling me. They weren't actually ordering it.
What's your heritage?
Italian.
Oh, you're Italian.
He's a dirty Sicilian. Ain't you Sicilian?
I said Italian, not African American.
You know he got some Sicilian in him. He dodging that darkness.
No.
Dodging that olive color, nigga. You know what you are.
I do have a couple of uncles that the moment they step out in the sun, they can turn into a completely different color person, and it's weird. Like,
darker than me.
You look like you tan nicely.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. it's hard to say because I'm sort of an angry shut-in, so I don't really go out in the sun that much.
Okay.
But I'm a little, I do burn, but I, like I said, that my grandparents and great-grandparents, when they came over, I've seen some of their passports. Yeah. They look like Native Americans.
Yes,
really? They
dark.
Dark.
Yeah, wow. Yep, dark as hell.
Because if they were real light, they would have been... They would have stayed in Italy because they would have had good shit going on.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have had to leave. That's how,
immigrants
are.
They the niggas are where they from. Yeah. Yeah. They come over here and try to act like they the whites, but we know the difference. No, y'all the niggas from where you from.
That's like the Hispanic folks is the same thing. My wife's Latina, but she's real light. And so like... that's like a pride thing for like Hispanics. Like the lighter you are, they almost figure the better you are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they fall into that
you got
same
more
category.
Spanish blood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's she from?
She's my wife's just Mexican. She's from San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? But I guess if you trace her line, I'm pretty sure she's got more Spanish blood than anything else.
How Trumpy is the fucking San Antonio, by the way?
It's really not. San Antonio's like when we. The city of San Antonio was a blue city. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we all voted for Hillary. In the middle of a red state, though.
Okay.
And like Austin's kind of same. You know what I mean? I think Dallas is more Republican than anything. You know what I mean? And then all the outskirts, all those little towns and all that stuff is what I think fucks us up.
Now, you see people like Mexicans scared of ice and shit like that down in San Antonio? Or, like people nervous about that? Or...
What do you mean? Like when it gets cold? Or what do you mean? I'm like, oh, you're talking about the Border Patrol. I'm like, what you talking about?
Those icicles.
Because I live like in the city, you know what I mean? So like San Antonio's like, we got some like.
But we have people hiding out in New York too.
Yeah,
coming and taking.
We have some like, we call them, what the fuck, I can't even think of the name now. Nationals. We have some nationals that are there, but not really too many. You know what I mean? And most of them that are there have been there forever. So
yeah,
like,
by the time you're in San Antonio, you've been around for a while.
Yeah, straight up. You know what I mean? If you made it that far, usually, you know what I mean?
Were you born in San Antonio?
I was. When I was born in Austin, actually, but we moved to San Antonio when I was like 5. Mm. So I was born, I mean, I raised there pretty much. That's why I tell people born and raised, because I lived there my whole life. I can't remember living in Austin. You know
those
what
are two great cities, man.
Yeah. Austin's dope. Austin's dope. But I like San Antonio better.
Good food.
I'm just used to Mexicans. You know what I mean? I like Mexicans.
Is it Mexican food here? How does it relate
to? Oh, it's shitty here. It's so shitty. It's like, I have yet, like.
Oh, it's
I
went, so shitty here.
Yo, I went, like, breakfast tacos is a thing in San Antonio. That's so like good. Like religion almost. So, like, when I went here and I met a dude at a spot, it's a Trejo Lee Cafe. It's the shit other than the tacos, but it's the spot. And it's in Brooklyn, and my man is Cuban. So he said, I got tacos. I was all excited, like, cool, I'm from Texas, man. Breakfast tacos is a big thing. And it was a fried egg, which is like no go automatically.
Well, what do you do instead of a
fried egg?
It's got to
be scrambled. It's got to be scrambled. Yeah. Okay. Fried egg is like a no go.
Okay.
And then
no
it was just sausage links cut up. Okay. And then he was like, you want cheese? I'm like, yeah, I'll take cheese. So I'm thinking it's shredded cheese. That's what you do.
Right.
It was Parmesan cheese.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yo. I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the fact that y'all were like, what? You know what I mean?
Why is there Parmesan cheese at a
I have no idea. I have no idea. I was so sorry.
Used to be an Italian restaurant and just left
Yo,
over.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, but I was like, part of me, because I like that spot, I didn't say shit, but part of me wanted to be like, yo, man,
don't
you're
ever
fucking
this
up. Yeah, you're overthinking it. It's too fancy. Breakfast tacos don't need to be that fancy.
That one breakfast is fucked up. It's pissed off almost every ethnicity at this table.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Like, throw in some bacon and get the juice. Yeah. And
Yo, I love me some bacon. Karen, you
too. Every Jew adores bacon.
We love bacon.
Really?
I was kosher for 4 years, and those 4 years were sad.
Yeah, Jews love bacon. Let's be honest here.
Everybody crosses the threshold of coming out to bacon. Like,
that's funny.
When a Jew comes out, it's bacon.
Years when I moved to New York.
Eat bacon.
It's not kosher.
No, when I moved to New York,
how do you not know that?
I would eat bacon at like a diner or something, but I didn't like people to see me doing it. It took me years before I was like, I don't care. I had friends
who are cheeseburgers. They'll only eat cheeseburgers in the house.
Yeah, right.
Because if they were outside the house and someone saw, I went to a Jewish private school.
They can't eat cheese on the burger.
On the burger. Dairy.
Really? Dairy on
the mother's milk and
the mother together. You can't.
Can't do that. And I went to Jewish private school, and like we would on Fridays, my dad would take my brother and I, which was a great tradition, to a diner before school.
Uh-huh.
It was every Friday, and we go, and my brother and I would get ham. We loved ham and bacon. And my dad would have the spray, and it's a Febreze. He's like, if they smell bacon on you.
It's just like that he was with it, though. You know what I mean?
He was like, shh. And then one time I snuck in, because I wasn't hungry at 7 a.m.
I snuck bacon in. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Smuggling bacon, going to other Jewish kids, like, yo, I got some bacon, dog. What's up?
Open your coat.
Yeah, exactly. Open your coat.
Well,
I got Canadian. I got
you ever seen this before?
That shows you how times have changed, because people used to smuggle actual Jews.
now- Lord.
That was the redemption, Joey. That was redemption.
But there is something about when you smell bacon. It's you just smell it. You know, like this is a crowning human
it's
achievement.
Happiness. Yeah. It's happiness.
It's so good. Now the I guess the cheese and the meat is because it's too much to have the mother's milk with the actual meat from the animal, right?
Yeah, most kosher. Most things that were kosher, it was a health. Kosher means like halal and kosher. It's the way the animal's killed. It's the way they've done it in a way that's it's the animal doesn't feel it.
Right. Also, like the way it's processed, right? Like the blood has to be drained, and they like
salt
it.
It's
kind of good because it's salty because they get the blood all out of it.
And most kosher things, it's Jews were all about health.
Yeah.
Like washing hands before prayer. During the Black Plague, most people died. The Jews really didn't. And everyone's like, it's the Jews' fault. It's like, nah, bitch, we just wash our hands before we eat.
Yeah, we're just cleaning them, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
That's why I even think like all the pig shit. Like they can't eat pork. It's like more of a health thing than a religious
thing. It's trichinosis.
Thing.
Yeah.
Bottom
like
feeders.
A religion. It ain't like God's gonna be like, what the fuck, bacon? He ain't gonna say that.
Right. Hey, Jews invented washing your hands after you scratch your boils.
Like that's like that wasn't already a thing. Like,
it just stuck you. Know? All you guys are appropriating our culture.
Y'all wash your hands.
Sorry.
I was just gonna say we call bacon rashers.
What is
rashers? Rashers because it was rationed. To
Us. Rashers.
So, so
how about potatoes? Potatoes.
Just call it life's blood.
That is manna from heaven.
We call it gold.
I didn't realize though that I thought your bacon was just a different thing because it's shaped differently. So I thought our rashers.
What is yours? Not long.
Ours is like a circle with a tail. Yours is just like a tail.
I think you're eating some other animal.
For real.
I mean,
is tail yours curly? Is a rectangular.
It's a pork belly. It's the same company.
We don't have American bacon. Yeah.
It's more fatty.
We do the strips. Mm.
Pork belly is so good. I got some in a restaurant, and the girl I was with, it came out, it was like a huge white glowing strip of fat with a tiny piece of meat at the end. She said, you're not going to eat that, are you? And I was like, you better not get in between me and that.
For real.
So good.
That fat is so good on there.
Because
That's what we're supposed to eat, because we're not supposed to have all this food available to us.
Yeah. Right.
We're supposed to eat high fat organ meats and stuff, because you don't know when you're going to eat again. It could be like a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They say that the Inuits, when they would kill the animals, that they would eat the organs and they would give the meat to the dogs.
Yeah.
They were like, you eat this shit. We want to eat the stuff with the vitamins in it and the hearts and the lungs. And I love, you eat liver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Liver.
So good.
I like how you
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't do it.
I like how you took the minute, Joe.
The smell. I'm with you. I can't do it
man. And a Passover.
Yeah. It might be like a nostalgia, like you don't like it because you didn't like it.
Like
as
a filter fish.
And,
I can't do it.
That's brutal.
Really?
That's
pretty
awful.
But those are the treasures.
But like, I'll eat it all.
But I can't.
I'll
yeah.
You can't do the
filter
fish.
I'll eat the
fish are the boobs of the sea.
Tongue is good too.
The gefilte fish is ground up kinds of white fish that are made into like a patty and like boiled basically. It's like I think
that
it's really good.
Delicious.
Have you had
delicious.
It before?
No, but it sounds like
it's great.
You want to come over Passover this year?
Would that be weird?
It's like Irish poverty food.
Someone who doesn't just learn what kosher is. I saw kosher so many times over the past 5 years, and every time I thought, I should really Google that. And then
never got around to it.
Yeah, I'll wait till I'm on a podcast to show my
with two Jews and like, oh, that's all we're talking about.
And my best friend is Jewish, but she's... You know, you might know her, but anyway, she'll ask me questions about the Jewish
She's a
religion.
Comedian?
Yeah, Tori Biskin. She asked me, do Tori. I celebrate Christmas? Like,
your other Jewish friend is a comedian. That's funny. Yeah.
That's so funny, though. I like the way she said, oh, my friend's Jewish, you might know her, you know, at the next meeting.
No, I meant she's a comedian.
Did you know that if you Google kosher, it comes up as controls the media?
And the weather. And the weather, Joe.
And the weather.
And the weather.
Yeah. See, now, I really enjoy black anti-Semitism because I hear it, I'm like, I never even thought of that one.
I never thought
of Jews controlling the media, controlling the weather. That's like, when that guy in D.C. said that, he was saying it like it was the most matter-of-fact thing you could say, that the Jews are in charge
Karen,
of the
snow.
Karen,
did you do this heat wave?
I mean, I needed to be hot. The yoga studio doesn't heat itself, does it?
If you are in charge of it, I really did like the rain. So thank you.
Make your home sick.
See?
It makes
the Jews give it, and
so
the Jews
believable.
Take it away.
So, and the thing is, I feel like we don't really...
So
most Jews, like, most Jewish friends and I, like, we don't get mad. Like, that shit is so crazy.
Yeah.
That, to me, a lot of our stereotypes and anti-Semitism
I laugh because I'm like, funny, yeah. Are you? I got called a cockroach. It's a joke I do all the time. Guy was like, oh, what are you? He thought I was Irish because my name is Riley. Mm. And I was like, nah. He's like, are you Italian? Are you Greek? I was like, oh, I'm Jewish. He's like, oh, you guys are like cockroaches.
Wow. I mean, I said that once to you, and that was just
that's because you were eating all the bacon. That has nothing to do with anything.
I'm just an eater.
That's funny.
But he's like, they keep trying to kill you, but you keep coming back.
Oh, Jesus.
Just probably a nice
was that a compliment?
Take everything.
Like
it's,
one
like
of
a
those,
backhanded compliment.
It's a backhanded compliment, but he mentioned it in a good way. Though, you know what I mean? I think that's coming from a good place.
That's a front-handed insult. That's no backhanded compliment. That's a
my
slap.
Friend's like, did he still fuck? I'm like, mm.
Still bang them.
Did he wrap his dick in bacon?
Really? That would be lovely.
Yo, that'd be great.
I would be more likely to suck.
I would probably suck that dick off.
Let me write that down.
Who's wrapped in bacon?
He'd stop by the meat market on the way home.
Will you do sizzling?
That's good.
You should do that. You should put flavor on it.
Nobody remember sizzling?
No.
Yeah, I do remember.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Thank you, nigga. Where were you on that?
Yeah.
It's old.
When they try to give us fake bacon.
It was sizzling and steak-em.
I love steak-em.
They were like the two fake
is
meats.
Is that for the vegans?
Oh, I fucked with is the steak-ems.
Like, no, it was like
it's
if
like
they...
spam?
Matt, you know you like steak-ems.
What's a steak-em?
You don't remember steak-ems? Those thin fucking meat sandwich yeah. meat. Mm-hmm.
It was like they found a way to use spam. Up the leftover meats, but...
Yeah, I remember
steak-ems.
You know what? Sausages. I think we may be onto something with this dick wrapped in bacon.
I would suck all... Like, I would already suck dicks, but like if you add bacon to it... Like,
yeah, I do too, but I don't want to... I don't like this whole new deep throatin' thing of a chicken.
No!
It's always been a thing.
I just want that. It makes me feel sick. Why did you want me to puke on the dick?
Yeah.
Well, if there was bacon, I might be more likely to.
We do want you to puke a little.
Let's hear out.
Have you pooped?
Never?
Never?
Because I'm not sticking it all the way down there.
Wait, it's not up to you.
Also, keep your head still.
The guys I've been with don't have that big of a
dick. Yeah, you're blowing Irish guys.
I was like, I'm not.
The black dude, you ain't suck his dick?
I didn't suck his dick.
No. You racist mouth bitch.
Wow.
Wait, no. Wait, no. So the guy I was dating, I did, but he didn't have a huge
dick. This condolingus?
Oh, okay.
But
oh,
I'm thinking of another black guy that I had a one-night stand with.
Yeah.
And his dick just happened to be the biggest thing I've ever
just
seen in my
life.
Just
happened to be, yeah.
It was sore going in that I was like, if I can't get this in, I can never get a child out, so I'm not.
Yeah,
I didn't put it in my mouth. I don't blow on the one-night stands.
Okay.
You don't blow one-night stands?
That's good to know,
I don't have
too.
A lot of one-night stands either.
You're strictly anal. The first night, it'll work up to a blowjob.
Let's hear
I want to know. I want the fridge to cheap.
The other, a couple weeks ago, I was with a guy, and he didn't have a condo. This is not like.
On the way here.
On the way.
That's why her back is hurt.
This was on the one train.
Arching too much.
He didn't have a condom. It's just
and he didn't have a condom, and I was like, oh, I'm not fucking you. Like I'm not. That shit scares me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he didn't even take 5 seconds, and he goes, "Can I ask you a favor?" And I was like, "Oh, he's gonna ask me to blow him. He's gonna have to do anal. You know the normal thing.
The regular thing."
He said, "Can you break my hand?"
He goes, "Can you eat my ass?"
Oh,
really?
That's endearing.
That's nice. Yeah.
Were you like,
and I did it.
Of course you did.
I did.
You're a good girl.
Thank you, guys.
You're a good girl, Riles. I always said it about you.
You know, I'm going to tell you something about...
I have never eaten ass.
What?
We need you to grow up.
real quick. Though.
Well, I just kind of late to the whole sexy
stuff. Dude, you had been
stuff,
dating?
You know?
No, this was the first night we met.
Really?
Yeah.
First night, yeah. Eating ass.
In the summertime?
Like,
and he was just like,
really? In, I haven't
he was
there.
Oh, Katie, it's so easy.
Eating ass?
It's right there.
It's right next to the balls, girls. Just grow up.
But I have to say, I don't know if I liked. I don't know if I was like, oh, maybe I'm like submissive. Like, I don't know if I liked. I don't know if I liked having him like on his like
yeah with his all tush fours? Up in the air
like I was like that should be me.
Was he on all fours?
Kind of.
Oh, he went like that.
Nah,
oh,
that's not the way to do it. You got to be on your back.
On your back.
I did that too. Stop. We did that, but then he turned around.
That's cute. Okay.
I would,
but he liked like it was
asked.
Fun.
No,
was...
Loved it. No one's ever asked me to eat their ass.
I like that, Riley.
Well, wait, I'm all for whatever gets you off, because then it gets me off.
Well, we're gonna open things up to the phones.
Grandma, are you there, Grandma?
I asked my ex if he wanted a finger, and he was like, "Don't you ever dare!" And I was like, "I heard everybody."
Some guys are a little like,
but they don't want to approve it.
You asked him. Grandma's in. Funeral.
That was kind of nice that he was so like, I hated that. I was like, oh, this is adorable. He can be open with me.
Oh, I think it's just gangster that you ate his ass on a first time.
Yeah.
I think that
but
is just gangster. That's some shit Sharada to do after a couple drinks.
You know what I mean?
You just
and I wasn't that
there.
Drunk. Like, I was a
that's
little tipsy.
You gangster.
But... And every morning he goes, oh, thank you guys.
Was this a guy you are friends already? Or?
No.
Oh, so it was like
we met through a friend.
This was like a one-night stand.
But every day I get a good morning, like every morning. And I say to my friends, I'm like, this has never happened to me before. A guy every morning, they're like, brother, you ate his ass. Like,
you earned that. Yeah, you earned that shit. You know what I mean? You literally earned being treated like a lady now. You know what I mean?
You eat ass too.
Of course, my daughter
eats ass. I've eaten mountains of ass.
This is an ass eating family, goddammit.
I am down for who I'm down for.
Straight up.
Yeah,
is it ass kosher? Is asshole kosher?
Here's the thing about eating ass.
If the mouth is kosher, the asshole kosher.
Don't. If you need an incentive to eat ass, it's very hurtful to people. They're like, would you need bacon on this? Like, is something wrong with me? Like, you just got to get in there.
What about bacon? The heart is connected to the asshole.
If my next boyfriend asks me to eat ass, I'll do it, obviously.
I'll just put his knees by his ears and go for it.
I don't know if I could do that every night.
For me, it's got to be a commitment. I eat my wife's ass. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's got to be a commitment.
I just got to get caught up. If I'm caught up in Vegas, nigga, I might be just eating ass all weekend. I don't know. It might be an ass-eating weekend.
Depends on how those tables treat me.
Huh?
Ideally.
Yeah. Because it could be, you want them to shower because you want to be hygienic.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get no.
He was showered, which was nice.
Okay, you want to stay squeaky clean.
I was not. Because I guess he went home before I went. He's like, I'll eat your ass if you eat my ass. I'm like, this is not a transaction.
Before I eat it, I usually take a Swiffer and let's go through a couple times. Real quick. Let's Swiffer a couple times. Come on, push this through there.
I had a guy eat my ass once, but I just thought he was drunk and didn't know where he was going.
Oh, he knew.
I hadn't heard about it. I didn't know.
You're so Catholic.
That's I know it was funny. Over here was when I first moved over.
There's not many places to go. You're like, oh, wrong place.
It's like, oh, wrong.
Yeah, it's like, what else is in that neighborhood? Right?
That's funny.
What do you like? Oh, am I tonguing your ear?
I fucking hate that too.
Is this your mouth right now? No, it's my asshole.
Oh, but you like the asshole, but not the ear?
I don't. It makes my ear wet.
Yeah, you gotta be good. Yeah.
You get swimmer's ear. That ain't sexy.
You know, I'm the same way. Guys are like, ooh, at the ear. I'm like, nah, this is my neck, please.
But you know, you gotta be. You gotta be good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was with a bad kisser recently, and it was such a bummer because I was like, wiping my face off.
Well, she was like too wet,
too like it's like it felt like she was missing my mouth a lot. It was bad.
She meant to go for your ass, and then went.
Yeah, she was pretty. She was pretty plastic.
See, yeah.
Well, you still hit though, didn't you? You still hit it.
Fuck yeah.
I went on a bit of for that.
I went on a bit of a rampage.
Boys are so crazy.
A sloppy kisser is a good blowjob, ain't it?
That
is very true.
It was weird.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
It's a lot of moisture.
Usually.
A lot of lubricant. Yeah. Let me ask you girls a question. How do you feel like, this woman was having her period and she said, is that a problem with you? And I'm always like,
I run red lights.
I don't care.
I run red lights all the time, man.
Are there guys who are like,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But you know what? They're younger guys. Like, the older a guy is, the more he's like, fuck it, get over
just
here.
Just give me a heads up on it so you don't fuck up my Egyptian
cock. Surprise me.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were in a hotel room, so I was like, go for it.
Whatever.
But dude, when we put the lights on, I was like, I gotta give housekeeping an extra 10
spot. Like the red from Game of Thrones.
Oh my god. It looked like the fucking Shining. It looked like I killed her.
Speaking of Vegas, me and another, well, he already talked about it on the radio. Robert Kelly, we banged this flight attendant, this is years ago, at the Hard Rock.
Threesome?
She was on a threesome and she was on a period. She had a tampon in, but she's like, it's the last days, you know how girls are. Mm. So I pulled it out, swung it around, threw it against the wall, and it walked down like one of those sticky spiders, nigga. Me and Bobby laughed.
That's awesome.
Two niggas with no pants on laughing.
Yeah. This is the second ripping out a tampon, throwing it at a wall story I've heard about you.
Yes, that's what I do. I pull out. I don't give a fuck about it.
They call that the slinky.
It is my slinky.
I've never heard the same thing in my apartment once.
Too.
Do you remember those like sticky hand things, the slimy things? Yeah. The wall, and they would just
alien babies.
That's what it is.
That's all I'm picturing. I just see one like this.
That's exactly what it did. With a blood smear going down.
Oh, man.
Like I just killed a finch.
I wouldn't want someone to take it out of me. I go take it out and then do like a quick run.
I let somebody once. It was actually super intimate and I don't know. It was like actually sweet.
I like taking it out. It's fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, unclogging a tub. Watch the circle now. Go down.
Have you guys ever jump started a period? Like she didn't have a period.
Oh yeah. Oh, you gotta push it out.
Fucked her into the period. That's happened to me so many times where I'm like, yo, this wasn't here before.
And then dudes don't complain and be like this. Yeah, I was tanning it up. You know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how you feel when afterwards. Out. That's my wife's thing. She's like if her she knows her period's coming and she feels it coming and it's taking too forever. She's like, oh. Yo, you got to come home. You got to fuck me because I need to have my period.
You either run like 18 miles or you get fucked and your period starts.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Dick is doing good out here.
Jiggle it out of you.
I'm late. Maybe I should go have sex.
You need to get nailed.
Gotta get that pushed out of there. I'll go up in there and take a look around.
It wouldn't occur to me to pull the tampon out. I feel like I would be.
That's when you fuck somebody a couple times or not or whatever. No, but when you're like,
or just charade.
But when you're like, ooh, let's find a way to step up the weird a little bit.
Sometimes
together.
I light the string on fire just for we just joking. Around, but I light the string like a dynamite, like she'll look like a dynamite.
Our faces were the same.
Yo. Kaboom, bitch.
Have you ever tried tying it to a doorknob and then slamming the door?
That's only if you're trying to murder
like
somebody.
Like you're pulling out a tooth.
What if she didn't have a tampon? What if she used pads? Would you just?
I use pads. I can't use tampons. With my pussy's too tight.
So that's a good throw. Because they'll definitely slap to the wall.
And they'll fly good because they got wings, right? They'll float through the air like a big red condor.
You guys can have a competition, which is going to go down, like what time is going to hit the floor.
It's good. I believe Galileo did that experiment.
It's like frog racing.
Yeah. I think when you throw
I'm
the pad.
I'm betting on that one. That one just veered off into a river.
When the pad flies through the air, that's called the Red Baron. That's flight,
that's sweet. Yeah. Girls are a bloody mess. You're right.
You guys are
I don't know.
Disaster.
See, I guess when you get older, I'm the old guy here.
Sure.
Yeah. Part of getting older is you stop. There's so many things that you just don't give a shit about anymore.
Oh, yeah. So I hooked up
with a 46-year-old. He did not want to fuck me on my period.
What?
Oh, come on, man.
He didn't. He's like, I'm like, I'll put down a towel. Like, I was into it. I was like,
you thirsty bitch.
That's funny.
Well, you get horny on your period. Do you get horny on your period?
Yeah, girls get horny.
I'm horny.
I get
horny
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. I don't know. Ever once I turned 28, it was like,
See, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Every other day, I'm like, hey.
But I also, the hornier I got, the less likely. Like, I date a lot. I don't have one night stands because I'm afraid in this country.
Boo, bitch. Don't treat us different from Ireland.
Exactly. In this country, the way you said that.
I am because it's like, nobody knows. If I take a guy home, nobody knows me. Like, I mean, as in, like, no one's going to report me missing for a while.
I get that point.
I had this guy, I had a date recently in Nova. And he was like, I was like, oh, look, I don't have sex on the first night. I'm like, just wait till the second or third date. Well, anyway. But he got very aggressive and like bit my neck and was like very muscly. And I was like, come on. And I was like, he's going to kill me. I bring him home, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of weird.
You just don't know people for me. So I guess like if I were in Ireland at some stage, my dad would be like, oh, I haven't heard from Katie in a day. You
exactly.
know, yeah.
You don't have family.
But
here.
You do understand that a killer can wait a couple days.
So basically, I can tell anybody wants to fuck. I know. I'm pretty sure my ex-boyfriend's still trying to murder me. So.
I've heard Ted Bundy. He's a
killer next
Tuesday. If Ted Bundy was alive now,
I would have dated him.
I would have married him.
I would have gotten killed by Ted Bundy.
My ex-boyfriend checked my pulse to see if I was lying, and I still dated him for like a couple
your
months.
Your pulse?
After.
Really?
What?
He's crazy. I remember this.
He checked your pulse for what?
Was this the same one you did on stage? And
What did he do?
Oh, you guys are
so
in for a treat.
He asked me if I was... if I'd ever slept, he heard me say I love you to my best friend on the phone, who's a guy.
Right.
It's just like, if you hear me, I'm not fucking hiding it. There's something going
on. Right.
Yeah. So he asked if I'd ever slept with him before. And
insecure bastard. Go ahead.
And I was like, no, but I got like super nervous because I was like, oh, this is going to think it's going to be awkward between us now. And he's like, why are you getting so defensive? Like, why are you being like that? I was like, I'm just nervous. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't. And he's like, it doesn't matter if you did before. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't. And then he put his fingers on my pulse. Mm-mm. And he goes, did you ever sleep with him? And I go, no. I know this is the problem.
It's sexy,
and then he goes, I don't believe you. But my pulse was like elevated. And then I was sending him these articles being like, that's not true, that's not a real thing. And then,
Yeah,
then
but that
was,
sounds
is dudes out here checking
shit.
Your pulse?
I didn't know that.
I've been slacking.
Yeah, that makes me feel like a lot better about myself.
Irish women love an
abuser. Because I'm pop-up crazy. Like, I'll pop up at your job. Like, bitch, you didn't answer your phone.
Yes.
But I've never checked my wife's pulse.
Never checked the pulse.
I've never thought about doing that.
That's some white boy shit.
That makes me feel better.
If he's not crazy...
No, that's
a really good game move.
Yeah.
That's a really good
game. That's like up from
there. That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm going to check your honesty from your fucking pulmonary heart. Like, that's hot shit.
Because if it is lying, I'm going to cut the same.
Exactly. Like,
no, it's sexy.
He just magically pulls out a blade.
But I'm purposely now, ever since that happened, I'm purposely I'm asking guys out because the only guys that ask me out are fucking crazy.
Same. Yeah. I feed the ducks. Oh, I feed them.
So now, like, I'm like, if a guy is like sweet and nice, I'm asking him out because I'm like, okay, he's like, you know what? Less likely to.
You got some. That's smart. Yeah. Because I let them ask me out and they end up always. My first boyfriend. Only boyfriend I've ever had, schizophrenics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like dating a bunch of people?
I dated five boys at the same time.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gangbang.
What do you do about the schizophrenia? I'm dating these guys. I'm like, you need to go get tablets. There's something.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last guy, I definitely think maybe had bipolar or is just maybe a bit.
And no, mental health is fine. But
you should go get
after
checked.
A while, it's like,
you
got to
get a control
man,
of it.
It's not healthy.
I want to be his friend so that I could be like, hey, I think you need to go get it. But I can't be his friend because I think he's trying to kill me. So I had to like block.
That distress
everything.
Of friendship.
Do some plugs, Blair? You got some pluggy
plugs? Yeah, I got...
Where can people find you? Your Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter, BlairThompson11. YouTube, I just started this shit I'm trying to do on YouTube called Early Mornings. I'm just doing fucking vlogs out front of my house talking shit about shit I like.
All right, nice.
So check that out. And then I got another show on YouTube, Blair and the Bear. It's been out for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, Sherrod. Appreciate it.
Vito!
You can find me at Joe DeVito Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. I put up a lot of jokes on Twitter. And if you want to check out that special, download the app at Dry Bar. It's free. You got a bunch of other pretty cool specials up there. That's drybarcomedy.com/Joe D and joedevito.com.
Yes, Joe. Thanks for coming back, man. You know you miss us.
I know. It's fun.
It's fun. There you go. You're next. Go ahead.
Act Lady Boyle Comic on everything. And please download my podcast called The Shift.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because more American listeners would be great. That's a lot of Irish people.
Katie, did you have fun? You have fun on the show?
I did. I had a great time.
Great time.
Yeah.
You're a handful. You have more life into you than I thought you would have.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good think or bad?
Oh, that's great.
That's good. Yeah. Initial meeting, I didn't think you were going to be that like lively. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
We're accepting you in the black barbershops. We're coming in, you know, come talk shit with us.
Yeah.
Great. Oh. Don't bring your purse. We'll take that.
Well, she dressed too much.
Right. Riles?
Oh, you can find me Instagram and Twitter, Riley Lassen.
Yes.
I'll be at Tropicana on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Oh, and yeah, Atlantic City?
Atlantic City,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good show.
Yeah, check me out there.
Cool.
White Daughter?
I am guest co-hosting at The Stand tomorrow night, Thursday the 25th.
Nice.
At 7 p.m. with Abby Rosenquist. I'm really excited.
Nice. And I just saw Abby. That's right. I saw it the other day.
Yep. And then we are, it's her and Shane Gillis' show, but he's out of town. And you can find me on Twitty, K-E-R-E-N, Kardashian. And you can catch me on Insta, Karen Margolis. And this episode's on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Maddie, what is it?
Well,
what's the YouTube channel? It's youtube.com. And you'll figure it out.
Yes. Thanks everybody for coming. It's been a great episode.
This is fun.
You can catch me this Saturday doing an hour at the Comedy Cellar. Go to comedycellar.com. Nice. And then the birthday show, August 13th, baby.
Right.
At the Comedy Cellar at the me and Pete Lee birthday show, comedy show. It's going to be great. A lot of people coming through. Leslie Jones and somebody else. Well, you can go to comedycellar.com for the lineup and smallworldcomedy.com. And then me and Kurt, we're going to be in Vegas August 25th to the September 1st doing live Race Wars and then stand-up shows at the Comedy Cellar in Rio. Mm-mm-mm. So get your tickets for that. You guys had fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys. What a group.
Joe like is the ready new to cast go. The real
world. Joe's got a bag on already.
Joe's got a jerk off for the fourth time today.
Race Wars, we out.